Welcome to another biblically based look into today's news from Christian Voice New Zealand. Now here's Mike Bain.
Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. You know, many years ago I walked into a menswear store in Porirua and set upon by a member of the staff asking me something really stupid. Did I know who the Beatles were? Now, the reason she asked was, as it turned out, she and a junior assistant were having a bit of a conversation and she'd mentioned the Beatles. And the reaction was, who? Years later, there's a story about Paul McCartney was paying by cheque for a purchase and the assistant asked him for ID. Now, she recognised his name and responded, "Ooh, my gran just loves you." And then there's the story of McCartney being refused entry to a party on the night of the 2020 Grammys because the door staff didn't recognise him. Apart from feeling for Paul McCartney, I pondered why people no longer recognise one of the greatest music composers of modern times. And dare I say it, I've grown older, but I still remember the halcyon days when young fans screamed at the Beatles concerts, blocked roads because they gathered outside of their hotels, and young men like myself who grew their hair so that we could look like the Fab Four. Never worked. While I lament those days, it worries me that Jesus Christ is suffering the same fate. Kids today may possibly remember the music of the Beatles because while my generation is still around, you know, we may talk about them or play their music. Same thing with Jesus, although I don't believe he released a record, but that record of his life still exists. You see, if we as grandparents and parents don't talk about the greatest man who ever walked on the earth, how will our children recognize him when they find him? Imagine someone saying to Jesus, "Oh, my grand just loves you." Well, anyway, the thing that makes me saddest of all is when Jesus does return, how many children, regardless of age, at that time will turn to their parents and ask, "Hey, why didn't you tell me about this guy?" It's not a Beatles song, but Boney M recorded the words to Psalm 137, which started with the words, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion." That was a lament from the Jewish nation who had been taken into captivity by the Babylonians for 70 years. They lamented what they had lost as they became strangers in a foreign land. Like today's generation, the children of those captive grew up in a different land or a time as their parents. The boomer generation well remembers the Beatles, just as the Israelites knew of the treasured days of the temple in Jerusalem. As future generations grew, it was up to the previous generation to teach them about God, about the temple, and to teach them about the Messiah. After 70 years of captivity in the strange land, the Jews were allowed to return to Jerusalem. Work had begun to restore the temple in Jerusalem, and when they returned, there was many, many different emotions from people. Some were weeping, others rejoicing, while some just thought, "Meh." You see, the older people who had been in captivity for 70 years knew what the temple meant to their people. Maybe the next generation who was born in Babylon would only have heard of its significance from their forebears. But the generation of that generation would still be young and may have been totally oblivious. But here's the point I want to make. Given a version of New Zealand history is to be taught, I think it's timely we sit down with our own children and our grandchildren and tell them our family history. The onus is on you to tell your family history because it's important that they know where they came from and the reasons your family does this or thinks that. Well, while this generation or the previous one doesn't think God is all that important, I think if you search back to your grandparents' days, you'll find your family's morals and values are biblically set. Your grandparents would have had the commandments of God on their hearts and would have passed them down to you. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 7 and 8 says that we should impress God's commandments on our children. Talk about them when we sit at home and when we walk along the road, when we lie down and when we get up. And then it says, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on their foreheads. It was important the captured generation of the Israelites learned, and it's just important for our families to know their history and about how the family at one time served God. Many parents of the boomer generation probably felt like those in Babylon and lament, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? You know, Paul McCartney was probably right when he wrote the words, "Yesterday, all my trouble seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday." And you know, we need to teach our children about yesterday.
Thank you for listening. Help us to spread this message by sharing it within your own network. For more information, jump online to our website, christianvoicenewzealand.com.